Welcome to the Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Amos Mackey from the Commercial Appeal, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Les Smith from Fox 13 News. We'll start with you, Bill, and we learned a bit more about the feasibility of the suburban school districts to start their own school districts, but there are a lot of question marks still.
There certainly are. Five of the suburban municipalities have their consultants report from Southern Educational Strategies. The bottom line of the reports is this. This is what they have in common. The consultants conclude that the municipalities can get the school buildings that are now part of the countywide school system controlled by the countywide school board for free, that they do not have to pay fair market value or, in fact, anything. They're basing this on case law in annexations by cities, which is almost certain to be opposed and taken to court by those on the other side of the question who feel very strongly about this. They also say the municipalities could finance their school systems, come up with their minimum contribution, either through 15 cents on the property tax rate or a half cent local option sales tax.
A relatively small commitment. Again, assuming that they can get the buildings without having to take on added debt service, that would be a huge number that they potentially could not afford, certainly with those sort of small tax increases. We move on to the County Commission, Jackson, and a threat and some just really difficult, chaotic behavior on the part of a number of members this week.
Well, Terry Rowland, who is one of a faction who wants a certain kind of redistricting plan, spoke at the Conneville Republican Club the other night. Three or four members of the other faction were there to heckle him. And this is sort of one of those incidents like the assassination of the Archduke that ignites a general conflagration. He was bothered to the point he threatened one of them, and that threat passed over, but the cops were called in the meantime. That was an ugly incident, but it led up to even uglier business the next day in formal session of the committee.
And let's turn to you, Les Smith, about what went on in the session. There was a censure, there were talk of bribes.
Tension just exploded, but a couple of things came out of this, and that was that Brent Taylor got through a measure of censure against, got through committee anyway, a measure of censure against Terry Rowland and Mike Ritz, who he accused of accusing them of bribery, that they had said that he had been bribing them, considering a plan, a redistricting plan he tried to present. And then Wyatt Bunker saw an opportunity to go for the jugular against Chairman Sidney Chisholm, and they got a resolution passed through committee to where you could now oust the chairman with a majority of the votes. All these things will be headed off on Monday.
All right, and we move to the city and trouble there. Amos Mackey, tell us what you reported.
Reported the city is investigating at least four high-ranking members, current and former, of the Community Enhancement Division, which is designed to clear away blight in the inner city. They are accused by city officials of using their positions to benefit themselves and their own private businesses, essentially using their positions in city government, using inside knowledge to benefit their personal companies.
All right, we leave it there. Thanks for joining us. We'll join us again next week.